AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. There's a chance of tornadoes in the mid-Atlantic states and New England tonight as a severe storm system works its way north. According to forecaster Stephen Corfitti at the Storm Prediction Center,
the wind profiles in the thermodynamic environment are favorable, at least to some extent, in isolated areas. For a tornado or two across parts of central and eastern Pennsylvania in particular, and those storms, even if they don't produce tornadoes, will pack very strong local winds and also hail up to golf ball size.
Baltimore's deputy police commissioner is baffled by the death of a 25-year-old man. Officers arrested on April 12th and transported to a police station.
I know that when Mr. Gray was placed inside that van, he was able to talk. He was upset. And when Mr. Gray was taken out of that van, he could not talk and he could not breathe.
Jerry Rodriguez says Freddie Gray asked for an inhaler several times while being transported. An autopsy shows his death was due to a significant spinal injury. Opening arguments begin tomorrow in the sentencing trial of the Boston Marathon bomber, but the focus today was the running of the second marathon since that deadly bombing killed three people and injured 260 others. Survivor Carlos Arredondo says it's important that the marathon was run.
We're going to be here with a big group of survivors and their families, and we're going to cheer and celebrate and very happy that so many people participate in this amazing event.
The woman who designed the iconic neon sign that has welcomed countless millions to Las Vegas since 1959 has died. The Welcome to Fabulous Las Vegas sign that 91-year-old Betty Willis designed 56 years ago still stands today on Las Vegas Boulevard, just south of the Strip. This is AP Radio News. Country singer Willie Nelson is planning a signature line of marijuana.
Well, now it's all going to pot.
Willie Nelson has not exactly hidden his affection for marijuana, and now he's setting himself up as a provider of a quality product. Nelson is working with growers to create Willie's Reserve. It will be grown and sold in Colorado and Washington, where recreational pot is legal. Nelson promises his marijuana will be the finest on the market. No word on when it will be for sale. Nelson plans to expand sales to other states if and when regulations allow. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
The University of Colorado in Boulder was open to the public on 420, the unofficial pot holiday, for the first time in 4 years today. The school had blocked public access to snuff out one of the nation's largest marijuana celebrations, but eased the crackdown this year. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.